The Story of India by Michael Wood, read by Sam Dastor. Introduction. This book has come out of a long attachment to India, an attachment filled with deep respect and admiration, but most of all, love for India and its cultures. I have made 20 or 30 journeys to the subcontinent during the last 3 decades, and feel that in some ways my life has become enmeshed with India. Those journeys have so often made me think what a great privilege it is to be welcomed into another culture and to spend time in it, especially one so rich and diverse and perennially illuminating. My wife and I fell in love in India and were married there. Our children have Indian names. We have travelled together in India as a family, and some of our most vivid memories are with the children when they were young, celebrating Pongal, the spring festival in the traditional household of Tamil friends, travelling the south by local bus to visit the old shrines of the Kaveri Delta, or, most memorably perhaps, staying with friends in a tent in the middle of the Kumbh Mela of 2001, the greatest human gathering on earth, not to mention escaping afterwards to semolina pudding and fruit cake at our favourite little Parsi hotel in Allahabad. But this is also a book by a historian. I have been travelling the world for 40 years, most of that time working as a historian, writing books and making films, nearly 100 of them, on travel, history and adventure. Sometimes, as when we followed in the steps of Alexander over the Hindu Kush, all three at once. I have filmed with traditional civilizations in the Americas and Africa, in the great old world civilizations of Iraq, Egypt, Iran, and China, and have been lucky...